981-7200. You may have a question or a comment for Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, who has been giving us a lot of his time lately. He joins us again. Congressman, welcome back to the show. I hope you're well.
Hey, good morning, John. Hope you're well, too.
You in D.C. or are you back home?
No. I'm in the Chicago area today.
What are you hearing from your constituents right now?
It's tough, man. I think that people are really hurting. I think that people are, from a small business perspective, they are, very concerned about today, but they're also concerned about what the future holds for their businesses. How do they keep their payroll? And they're concerned about how these small business programs are being implemented. And then from an individual and family standpoint, people are also getting, a little bit demoralized about what they're seeing in the news. And they want to keep their families safe and healthy, but at the same time, they want to know, what does May bring? Because a lot of a lot of family gatherings have been postponed or canceled. Obviously, school is closed. Graduations are being canceled and so forth. And, I think it's starting to take its toll. That being said, everybody, from what I can tell, understands that we have to get through this public health crisis first and keep everyone healthy and safe. And they're doing their part to socially distance and practice good hygiene.
I want to ask you a little bit about what you're hearing on the inside about maybe when this thing will break. Also chloroquine, but before I do that, you mentioned small businesses. Lise Glink was on with us yesterday afternoon, and she mentioned that banks like Bank of America and Wells Fargo say they've pretty much used all of the money made available to them in this federal stimulus or bailout for small businesses. Are you all going to release more money that way? What's the status of that?
The answer is we are pushing very hard for more, and what we've heard from the Trump administration is that they're interested in doing that as part of what I'd call a phase four stimulus, so the next stimulus after this one. I think that what I saw is that by yesterday morning, according to the SBA, they had approved nearly $40 billion in loans to 130,000 small businesses, and that was basically in a day and a half in terms of 1.5 business days. So if they've already approved, more than 10 to 15% of what was allocated in about a day and a half, we're going to run out of funds. So we got to make sure there's more, after this initial $350 billion is exhausted.
It's funny because last year there was some conversation about a statistic that came out, and it was 40% of the population does not have $400 for an emergency. 40% of us don't have as much as $400 in the bank for a car repair or an appliance. $400,
right.
40%. And we all sort of gasped when we heard that, even though that might be one of us or somebody we know. And now it also seems like businesses have been operating very much close to the margin, too, that shut down for 4 weeks. And I know that what they're doing is really projecting the next 4 months.
Right.
But it's a bit of a revelation to me anyway, Congressman, how businesses are so close to the margin right now.
Yes, I think that it kind of varies depending on the business and industry. I did talk to a business that said that they had about 60 days of cash, including a line of credit that they had. It's almost like their rainy day line of credit fund that they had arranged with a bank a long time ago. But yes, a lot of smaller businesses don't necessarily have that amount of cash or even have that access to capital to have a line of credit when they need it in an emergency. All that's to say, now we just have to make sure they survive, John, because they employ a lot of people, and we have to make sure that as we put our economy into a medically induced coma, so to speak, that the patient survives, and that means keeping these businesses alive at least for let's say, a couple months. Hopefully we are done with the pandemic by then. But however long it takes to make sure that, you know, people can stay on payrolls and the businesses survive until we can open up the economy again for business.
About the stimulus checks, I just want to reference an article that NBC News posted yesterday, and it was, many Americans won't get the coronavirus stimulus checks. And I'll just read you the paragraph headlines. Disabled people whose parents support them, college students and 17-year-olds, seniors living with their adult children, babies born in 2020, high earners who lost their jobs, you made too much money last year even though you're not making any money this year, parents who split custody, recently divorced or estranged, and people who owe back child support. They list as all groups who won't get the stimulus checks. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I saw that same article, and I think one big oversight that I'm hoping that we can correct with the next round of stimulus, and I'm hoping that we can have another round of stimulus payments as well, is basically dependents over the age of 16. You know, essentially that means most college kids, it most means disabled people that are claimed as a dependent who are over the age of 16, and it means seniors who are living with a family since they're obviously over the age of 16. 20 million college kids essentially are not able to be claimed as stimulus recipients for their families, and that doesn't make any sense. So we have to plug these holes, in my opinion.
Is there going to be another stimulus to do that?
I think so. We're hearing talk about a stimulus or phase four stimulus, and I think it's going to be cleaning up problems with phase three, along with putting more money into those buckets that are, you know, going to run out. So, for instance, the small business loan program, I think that there will probably be more money for working families again and so forth.
Is the purpose, prioritize it for me, what is the purpose of the stimulus? To make people whole, to give them money where they've lost money, or to just find ways to put money into the economy?
It's a little bit of both, John. I think that, I'll just give you one example, you know, helping the states, right? The states right now are seeing gaping holes as they hemorrhage cash for additional expenses, and their revenues are coming up short, you know, all over the place. You want to help those states not only because, you know, you don't want their bond ratings and everything to go even further into deterioration, making everything worse for them, but you also want them to then get that money out the door to people who need it every day, whether it's through their unemployment insurance programs or whether it's through providing services at Cook County Hospital and so forth. And so you want to get it into as many pipes as possible that then get spent in the economy. What you don't want to do is, in my opinion at least, necessarily direct the money to people who aren't going to spend it. Right. You don't want to send it to, you know, necessarily high earners, you know, well-to-do folks who are going to put it in the bank or not really going to spend it and stimulate the economy in the way that others can.
Lots of calls and texts for Raja Krishnamurthy. The congressman's on a phone line, obviously, and you can be too. Call or text 312-981-7200. This is your chance to sound off to him, and that's next. 1045, this is WGN Radio. Temperatures in the mid and even upper 70s in Chicagoland today. And we're watching the markets. You probably are too, at least a little bit. The Dow is up 668 points right now, up 668. The other indices are too. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy's on a phone line. The number's 312-981-7200 if you've got a question or a comment. John, stimulus checks for college kids? You mean the kids that we saw on TV not caring about the virus? Ask them about that. Well, I think that not all the college kids were on the beaches. So, Congressman, if you were going to begin to address people who should be in the next round of stimulus, I think that dependents, if they're over the age of 16, should be considered. I think seniors Sure. living at an adult child's home should be considered, not only because those families have new expenses, but if that puts money back in the economy, let's just find vehicles Yes. to spend it.
Yes. And by the way, can I just say a bit of news that just broke, which is it looks like the Treasury Department is now going to ask Congress for another $200 billion to replenish the small business PPP program. So that's good news because that's what we were just talking about, and hopefully they can we can kind of speed this along.
Kevin, you're on WGN Radio. What's your question for Congressman Krishnamurthy?
My question is, there was an article last night in the New York Times that says that Trump owns stock in the French company who makes the over-the-counter version of hydrochloroquine. What does he think of that?
I'm pretty concerned about it. I guess there are two issues here. One is hydrochloroquine is now being tested for its efficacy in dealing with the COVID-19 disease. Doctors are actively telling me at the same time that they ask people, please do not hoard this particular medicine because it's actually very useful for lupus and other conditions, and those patients are now seeing a scarcity. Going to the president's conflicts of interest, I've talked about this on John's show many times. It's deeply concerning as part of a pattern. At the same time, right now, I'm trying to direct my attention to, you know, making sure that we can get to an effective treatment for COVID-19 because a lot of people need it.
Doesn't the president and the senators have the? Don't they all have their money in blind trust? Somebody else manages the money for them?
No, this is a big problem, and I just introduced something called the Ban Conflicted Trading Act to basically ban members of Congress from being able to trade in individual stocks. Believe it or not, today a member of Congress in the House, for instance, can sit on a corporate board, and he or she can actually trade on individual securities and claim that it's based on public information, even at the same time they have access to non-public material information that could affect the value of the stock. So I've introduced this bill, hopefully we can get it through. The president has not put any of his assets in blind trust, which departs from a lot of other presidents in the past.
About that per se, we don't need to spend too much time on it, but I've always thought that that was sort of his Hail Mary. I don't know that he was pushing chloroquine as a way for him to make money, but rather because he wants to be the sort of knight in shining armor. He wants to be the guy that said, yeah, this drug works. And by the way, Congressman, you and I probably both know people, I know I do, for whom chloroquine was remarkably helpful. I mean, curative. So I can understand the president's impulse to say, if you can get your hands on that stuff, take it. I think it's wildly irresponsible of him to do, him not being a doctor, that being against the advice of his medical team. And by the way, you can't go get it. Your doctor has to prescribe it, and there are people for whom it is already a reasonable prescription. So I think it's irresponsible of him to do that. But I also understand the impulse of people to get it and take it if they can get their hands on it.
Sure, sure. I understand the impulse of people to do that. On the other hand, you know, he is our president, and he needs to be mindful that his words really matter, and it can really cause problems for some people who desperately depend on it for their daily treatments. And then, it's also getting ahead of what we know about the science in treating COVID-19.
Reva, you're on with Congressman Krishnamurthy. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I just have a quick question. I'm a senior. I do live with my son. But, I mean, he doesn't declare me as a dependent on his taxes. We do totally separate taxes. He works. I have my own Social Security and pension. Does that mean I will not get the stimulus?
No. If you have your own, if you're independently filing taxes, did you file, by the way, for last year?
Excuse me?
I was just asking, did you file your taxes for 2019 already or for 2018? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to be in good shape so long as you meet the income thresholds. Again, the income thresholds for a single person is if you earn between $0 and $75,000, you are eligible for $1,200 in terms of a stimulus check. And if you earn up to $98,000, you are eligible for a check, but it goes down depending on your income.
Right. Okay. Well, my Social Security and pension, I'm way below 75, but thank you.
Okay. You're going to be fine. And by the way, if anybody has any personal questions like that or others, please call my office, 847-413-1959. We'll be happy to help you on an individual basis.
I'll answer that again or pass that along again in just a moment. When is she going to get that check, do you think?
Okay. So Secretary Mnuchin said that he thinks it's going to be sometime by the middle of April. So we are kind of monitoring this day by day. And if the caller with whom I just spoke has already given her direct her bank account information to the IRS, it will be directly deposited.
My understanding is that the checks will be they'll do the digital, you know, the automatic depositing of money into accounts first. After that, they'll write paper checks to people who don't file their income taxes, and they'll go in reverse order. The people that make the least amount of money will get the checks first. The people that are closer to the limit will get them last. Correct, Congressman?
I did not hear that guidance about the sequencing with regard to the paper checks, but I did hear, or I understand, that the direct deposits happen first and then the paper checks will happen after that.
David, I had a question for you, although I think Steve does in the newsroom too. Go ahead, Steve.
Congressman, I'm just reading up now on this $350 billion small business, or $250 billion, to help small business, the next stimulus. It looks like it's going to start in the Senate and they could vote on it the day after tomorrow. Is that your understanding? And if so, when might it make it to the House?
Great question. We are kind of learning about the timing real time at this point. I think that it's going to be handled expeditiously, especially if it's basically borrowing on the framework that we already agreed to with phase three, but adding funds and then correcting certain issues that arose, whether it's, what we talked about before with the dependence situation for the stimulus checks, or ironing out some of the kinks with the small business programs. But I don't know on the precise timing.
So do you think this will plug that college student hole as well, or is this just because what I'm reading is that they're calling it a small business package?
I don't know. I need to kind of go back and find out exactly what's going to be part of the package.
If they want any advice, tell them to give me a call because I can tell them how it will affect me personally. But frankly, some of these to me are pretty easy fixes. I mean, if we're going to the well, and I don't like the fact that we're doing it at all, but I think that some of these are obvious fixes, groups that are as deserving as others, I'll say that. And I do have a little sympathy, and I'm not talking about myself now at all, but I do have some sympathy for those people who are high wage earners, say over $75,000 or even $98,000 last year, and this year are going to make a fraction of that.
Sure.
What about them going forward? They are not in the stimulus package.
They were not in phase three. I think that there's a case to be made that we should look at their current financial situation. In addition, they're going to be able to access unemployment insurance if that becomes if that's an issue for them, where their hours are less or they're laid off. I personally think that we should go big. We have to put more money into the system right now because there's no point in asking later on whether we should have done more, especially if businesses are going to die or we're going to have working families that are just, their finances are just collapsing around them. One of the big issues that I've been also taking up in the last couple of days is, a lot of people who were laid off especially construction workers and others, lost their health insurance, and so that now they're going to have a COBRA payment that they have to make, and I'm very concerned that they're not going to have enough to make the COBRA payments.
Yeah.
And so we got to keep them on health insurance, John. I mean, this is just, to me, something that's absolutely an imperative. So I want to see if we can get some additional help to make sure they can make their COBRA payments, before their insurance lapses.
Congressman, I have 90 seconds left. Let's try and answer a couple more questions from our listeners. Susanna, you wanted to know about student debt, right?
Yes, I'm a parent of two millennials that are in college right now, and despite the disruption in their college education, I think one of the things we need to look at is the student loan debt relief. Is Congress looking at that right now, Congressman Krishnamurthy?
No, go ahead, Congressman. What's your answer to that?
Yes, the answer is yes, and it's actually in phase three. There's student debt relief. Again, call my number, 847-413-1959, and we'll answer your questions about your particular situation.
I'm going to repeat that number in 30 seconds. Stu, you're on WGN. What was your question?
Hi, John. Thank you very much. Thank you for the information, too. I saw something online, so it must be true, right? if you earned less than $25,000, you will not get a check. And last year was bad for me, and I earned like $63 less than $25,000.
Okay, that was a concern early on. The status of that is what, Congressman?
That was a concern early on, but it's no longer a concern. You would qualify. So just, again, if you have questions, just call us and we'll answer them. But you should be getting a stimulus check as well.
Stu, thanks for the call. 847-413-1959. Raja Krishnamurthy, a member of Congress. His staff will answer your questions. Congressman, good luck. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That's Congressman Raj, 1057. WGN Radio News is right around the corner.